Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
When we become a believer in Jesus Christ, it's God's will that we love what is good. In fact, through God's power in our lives, we can overcome evil with good. To help us understand this very positive spiritual characteristic, that is to love what is good, the Apostle Paul described the opposite in his second letter to Timothy. In other words, to understand what something is, it's often helpful to know what it's not. Therefore, Paul wrote, "But know this, difficult times will come in the last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money." And then Paul goes on to say, "Boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." You see, Paul very crisply and with four descriptive phrases described a person who does not love what is good. That is, a lover of oneself, a lover of money, a lover of pleasure, and haters of good. Well, what does Paul really mean? I'd love to have you join me tomorrow as we take a closer look at what it really means to love what is good. In the meantime, think about this. To love what is good is to love God. Well, that certainly makes sense because God is good, and He wants us to love what He loves.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.